Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and we wanted to check in, of course, and find out what's happening in and around the city of Canton. And this morning, we have Canton Mayor Bill Shearer on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, this is a beautiful day out in Canton, Ohio. I'm still getting adjusted to the time change, but
I know.
Well, everything's good.
That's good. That's good. First, let me start off by saying it's been wonderful talking to all of the members of your cabinet, because we've really gotten a lot of great information, you know, with having the fire chief come in and everybody sharing a lot of good stuff with us. So we've enjoyed that. But we wanted to talk to you today.
No, that's not a problem, Pam. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, yeah. So let's start, first of all, I'm going to start last on the list, and then we'll get to some other stuff. But, you know, the dollar store thing really kind of blew up, and a lot of people were talking about it when it was mentioned at council. Maybe you can give us an update on that. What's going to happen with explain it first, and then maybe talk a little bit about what's going to happen with that.
Well, if you're asking me, and some of the things that I campaigned on, Pam, is we do not need another dollar store in the city of Canton. We are already oversaturated. And the legislation is just not coming from myself or the cabinet. It's coming from council as a whole, that there's nothing that we can do about the existing dollar stores that we have. And we do not need, and I know I've already stated, we do not need another dollar store. But there are some things that we can do moving forward. Number one, to address the issue of food deserts in our community, moving forward, if they would want to build or renovate, and it does concern me with, you know, the numerous closures of Rite Aids, and they like to concentrate on those type of buildings, that moving forward, we can force their hand to sell fresh groceries. Food deserts are a major issue in our community and just about every part of the city, with the closure of numerous, you know, Fisher Food grocery stores, and every neighborhood should have access to fresh food. But number two, we actually put some teeth into the legislation that if you build up in Hudson, and the city of Hudson will make you build it aesthetically correct for the community, and that's one thing that I strongly believe in. But also, you know, dollar stores have been somewhat of a crime magnet. As soon as they open a dollar store, you know, litter is an issue. So there's a lot of different things and a lot of teeth that it's going to be in the ordinance. Now, we had our second reading last night for the moratorium. And what the moratorium is that basically we're going to put a hold, a pause on any dollar stores until January 1st of 2025. And it just right now, I believe that we're already oversaturated with dollar stores, and really just talking to the constituents that live in our community, they agree also.
And then you'll have actual legislation coming up in April, correct?
Yes, we'll have the first. So the moratorium will be approved next Monday. And then there's two parts to this legislation. You have the moratorium, and then you have the teeth of the ordinance. For the remainder of the ordinance, that the first reading will be April 1st, and then you'll have to do three readings, obviously. And there's going to be a public hearing on April 15th, and which that'll be approved by council.
Have you heard anything from the so-called dollar store owners or anything like that? Any backlash from them?
Not really, to be honest with you, but we're not looking to reinvent the wheel. Other communities have done this around the state and the country, and, you know, I think we just need to take matters into our own hands to solve some of these issues that we face.
And again, focusing on neighborhoods, which is a big thing for you, right?
Oh, absolutely. And when you think about the mom and pop stores back in the day, and there's still quite a few of them around, everybody has a right to compete in our community, and they absolutely do, but also every neighborhood should get the respect it deserves.
So let's talk about the health department and the Sears building renovations.
So the Sears renovation in the health department is going to be a $2.3 to $2.5 million addition. We are looking to renovate the second floor and the first floor. So the second floor renovation is going to be estimated to be around $700,000. which we're looking to do that renovation internally with employees from the city. The first floor is going to be an estimated $1.6 million. And really, we need it. This is long overdue for the health department. When we complete the remainder of the second floor of the Sears building, in addition to the already completed space, this remodeling will allow various administrative office functions to be relocated to the second floor once the second floor is completed. Once we expand and remodel the existing nursing clinics on the first floor of the building, we're also looking to redo the entrance. And this is going to be a major, this is long, long overdue for our health department, in which we will be using ARPA dollars, American Rescue Plan dollars, to complete this. And all ARPA dollars have to be allocated or in process by the end of this year.
Well, it certainly needed it, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so also the City of Canton Interior Renovation Program, there's some work happening there.
All right, so the Interior Renovation Program was something that Chris Hardesty wanted to do at the beginning of this year, and we had just approved it last week. Our storefront grants, you know, for small business within the community have been very, very popular, but there's been a gap for the interior renovation assistance to help small businesses within the city, and primarily it's been just through downtown Canton. This interior program is going to be basically citywide on all the main thoroughfares, and basically it's going to be a small business like Taggart's Ice Cream, or it could be anybody, could be eligible up to 50% of the project, not to exceed $24,999. And this could help that small business with lighting fixtures, plumbing, expansion costs. It could be carpet or flooring. It could be ADA compliance. It could be, you know, demolition to add on and stuff like that. But we need to make sure that we have programs available for all of our small businesses. And we're going to look to continue the exterior grants also.
I did see a story that came out of Amelia Sykes' office about the East Tuscarora Street streetscape in Canton. This was money for like $2.1 million for funding for the East Tuscarora Street. What do you know about that?
So we are very, very fortunate that Amelia Sykes was fighting on our behalf in Canton to land that $2.1 million grant. That will help extend from Cherry Avenue heading east for the streetscape project. So this is money that we were moving forward with the project, but we weren't sure if we were going to be eligible to get that grant through the federal government, and we actually were very, very successful. And that's a good thing. So we're definitely going to be able to move forward with the project with the streetscape of East Tusk heading east.
Very good. Very good. Any word on your communication director?
Well, we made a decision. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. Pam, I tell you, we had 87 applicants that applied.
Wow.
And, you know, we had narrowed it down to three candidates. And to be honest with you, I could have hired all three because it was a very tough decision, but it was a very good problem to have. But, I'm looking excited, and probably next week we're probably going to make an announcement. We're going to be crafting a press release, and don't want to quite let the cat out of the bag yet, but the lady that we hired, she is born and raised in Canton, and that was also a very important part of choosing the right person. So very excited for that.
That's great. Can't wait to hear. That'll be awesome. All right. Well, good talking to you this morning, sir. I know we'll keep in touch, and we've got all kinds of folks coming on over the next several weeks. And again, like I said, it's been wonderful. I think the listeners are enjoying getting a ton of great information from the city. So we appreciate that.
Thank you, Pam.
Have a good day.
You too.